He says progress and economic development depend on educating girls as well as boys. Educated girls are also at lower risk of violence, abuse, and diseases like HIV/AIDS. The UN Girls' Education Initiative organized the meeting of 200 scholars, aid workers, and government officials from 22 countries. The initiative was launched in Dakar 10 years ago. The aim is to bring primary school education to all girls and boys worldwide by 2015. In Senegal, the number of public schools has doubled in the last 10 years. But UNICEF's Anthony Lake said schools still lack gender equality. He said girls in one Dakar school told him about a lack of bathrooms and textbooks for them and bullying from boys. The conference centered on three main problems to getting and keeping girls in school: violence, poverty, and poor quality education. Anne-Thérèse Ndongjata is education director for UNESCO in Africa. She says donors are pumping in a lot of resources and civil society groups are working on access to education.
But the truth is, 75% of the children fail.
The UNESCO official says schools need to modernize and improve what they teach and how they teach it. For example, she says, schools should teach African children in their native languages, not simply in English or French. To stay in school, experts say children must consider their education useful, and so must their parents. May Rihani from the Global Advisory Committee of the UN Girls Initiative gave an example from a life skills program in Mali. One lesson is about diarrhea. The idea is for children to go tell their mother what they learned. May Rihani says the mother would recognize that this education is important to her and to her family and would want the child to continue to go to school. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, with reporting by Anne Look in Dakar. I'm Steve Ember.